Yeah, it takes a while. But
new technology for this conference.
Certainly new for me. Right. All right. This project is kind of an outcome of a master's project a colleague of mine and myself did last year. We did a literature review of looking at data related to local boards of health and found there wasn't a whole lot available. So we decided to look at version 1.0 of the NPHPSP, Local Public Health Governance Performance Assessment Instrument, and kind of see what the results looked like. Just a brief review, the NPHPSP has four goals. To provide performance standards for public health systems and encouraging their widespread use. To encourage and leverage national, state, and local partnerships to build a stronger foundation for public health preparedness. To promote continuous quality improvement of public health systems. And to strengthen the science base for public health practice improvement. The NPHPSP includes three instruments. There's the Local Public Health Governance Assessment Instrument, which we also call the LGI, and it focuses on the governing body of a local health department, such as like a local board of health. There's the Local Public Health System Assessment Instrument, or the LSI, which focuses on the local public health system, not just the department. It also focuses on kind of getting a greater idea of how the entire system performs, including private nonprofit partners that may work with a local department. And also the State Public Health System Assessment Instrument, which, again, focuses on the state public health system, not just the state health department. And again, it is important to note that the NPHPSP instruments focus on system performance, so take into account the full scope of organizations that contribute to public health, not just the department. And the standards and questions in NPHPSP instruments are based upon the 10 essential public health services. As far as from a quality improvement standpoint, the LGI seems to have really three kind of major functions. First function is education. Actually going through the process of filling out the instrument can help inform local board of health members of their roles and responsibilities. This is particularly relevant given the disparate backgrounds of members of local boards of health. Local boards of health are generally based, their makeup is based upon statutory authority given by the state. And a lot of the different boards, experience in public health isn't necessarily a prerequisite for membership, so the LGI can actually help them gain a better understanding of what they're supposed to do. It also can help inform the system members of public needs. And then engagement, actually the assessment process itself can help bring members of the system together because they really do need to communicate in order to determine what needs are not being met by the board and the department. And obviously, assessment is probably the most obvious way you can use it for quality improvement. Results can point out areas of weakness or excellence relative to the standards that are set. But there are many factors outside control of the governing body which may influence performance, so it's important to not compare instruments across departments or boards. And as far as version 1.0 of the local governance instrument, 175 LGI were completed from 2003 to December 2006 when federal approval for data collection expired. 151, 86% of those were from the state of New Jersey. 24 or 14% were from other states across the nation. And due to the large number from one state, scores, when we looked at the scores, we separated them into kind of the New Jersey chunk and the non-New Jersey chunk. We also looked at a third kind of chunk, which was the entire instrument, but the New Jersey scores skewed it so much in their direction that there really isn't a huge difference between the aggregate scores and the New Jersey and non-New Jersey scores. And this is a map that kind of details the use of the LGI over the United States. You can see that New Jersey is the only state with significant use. You've got moderate use in Nebraska, limited use in those other states. This first graph is mean performance by EPHS of local public health systems and local boards of health outside of New Jersey. You can see there's a large discrepancy of 10 plus points between LSI and LGI performance for EPHS 2, 4, 5, and 8. There were only five jurisdictions outside New Jersey that had both LSI and LGI scores, so it really was too small to analyze for differences within jurisdiction between board and system performance or assessed performance. But you can see that generally they do kind of follow the same trends. The second graph is mean performance by EPHS of New Jersey local public health systems and local boards of health. So this is the New Jersey chunk. And you can see, again, there's a large discrepancy of 10-plus points between local boards of health and system performance for EPHS 6 and 8 in New Jersey. And there were only 18 New Jersey system instruments completed, so that we really were unable to match data for those with governance instruments and get any sort of statistical power to analyze the differences. And this last graph is mean performance by EPHS and New Jersey boards of health and boards of health outside New Jersey. You can see that the New Jersey boards of health perform slightly at a slightly higher level than other boards of health, except for EPHS 9, or for 90 EPHS, except for EPHS 5, developing policies and plans. And in total performance, they do seem to have a little higher total performance score. New Jersey local boards of health perform well in assuring EPHS 2, 3, 6, 7, and 8. New Jersey local boards of health perform moderate in assuring EPHS 9. Other local boards of health perform well in assuring EPH 2, 6, and 7. Then other local boards of health perform moderate in assuring EPHS 9 and 10. And again, from a quality improvement standpoint, you know, results at this level, from the EPHS level, can identify general areas of perceived strength and weakness in board health performance and can be used to improve performance in that way. Results can also be used to compare perceived performance of the public health system and the governing body in that system, identify areas of disparity, which might suggest there needs to be greater communication between the board and the system in that respect. These are the five lowest indicators for the LSI and LGI for the aggregate scores. You can see the governance instrument. There does seem to be the five lowest indicators. Three out of the five are for EPHS 9. For the local instrument, you've got a fairly wide distribution. There are no EPHS that are really targeted. It's in the low five there. The five highest indicators for the LSI and LGI. For the governance instrument, you can see that most of the top five are around EPHS 6. For the local system instrument, you can say that EPHS 2 has two of the top five, but the other ones are 8.2 and 7.1. I'm sorry, three of the top five, but the other ones are 8.2 and 7.1, so there really isn't a clear pattern there. But again, for quality improvement standpoint, results at this level can be used to drill down and identify really specific areas of perceived strength and weakness at a board level. As far as conclusions go, there may be a disparity between perceptions of performance between local boards of health and representatives of the local public health system for certain EPHS. And again, the gaps noted between governance and system assessment suggest this. But the ability to explore this was limited due to the small number of local system and governance instruments that were completed by complementary organizations. Instruments from New Jersey scored higher generally than those from other areas on most EPHS. Local governance scores were very low for certain indicators, particularly for those associated with EPHS 9. And local governance scores were high for certain indicators, particularly those associated with EPHS 6. And as far as future directions for research, one of our future goals is to compare the version 2.0 LGI and LSI scores. We want to explore the relationship, if any, between governance performance and system performance. And the higher number of instruments that were completed, there were 60-plus LGI as of May 2008 with a much wider geographic distribution, might make this a little more possible than we had before. And then we do want to compare version 2.0 of the LGI with NALBO and other data. And we're going to use some of the data harmonization efforts we've been doing to get the different practice organizations to have complementary data sets that we can actually cross-check and see if there are variations in characteristics that have influenced performance at a governance level. So, thank you.
Our next speaker is Dr. Michelin Wilson-Bendari, who is presenting Translating Research into Practice, a Tool for Public Health Performance Improvement. Dr. Bendari earned her Doctorate of Public Health degree focusing on epidemiology from the University of Kentucky, Lexington in May 2006, her Master of Public Health degree focusing on public health education from Western Kentucky University, Bowling Green in May 2000, and her BS degree focusing on community health and family studies from Western Kentucky University in May of 2000. She is an assistant professor at Eastern Kentucky University in the Department of Health Promotion and Administration and serves as MPH Community Health Option Coordinator for the MPH program, supervising graduate student practicums. Recent grant research areas focus on investigating national public health performance standards data mining, investigating public health services data set development, and developing a typology of public health system structure and dynamics. Please welcome Dr. Bhandari.
Good morning. Let's see, let me get this loaded. Actually,